like that Boston College game, and we have, what, three guys with 100 yards receiving. If the offense is going to function at the rate that we need it to, everybody's got to step up. We've got to have multiple guys with those games. I mean, Humble was a great receiver, but I don't think you guys were talking about Humble at a towel at this time last year. He kind of came to the scene, so we'll see who's going to do that. But at the same time, we need a bunch of guys to step up and make plays.
All right. We talked about another year with Coach Babers. And you always, guys always say, he's so even keel, you know, you get what you get with him. Another year heading into camp, you've been around him now. What is that atmosphere like around him day in and day out?
It's been great. Getting to know Coach Babers, you know, at first, he's just that guy, you know, he's just mellow, but got the most respect for him. And now I've kind of got to know him a little better. So I'm excited to learn from him, and he's been a great, you know, mentor to me, and I got the most respect for him.
I think in the spring, we talked about like the end of the season last year, and you said you thought you could play. You know, we saw Stephen Clark get DQ'd, and he got cleared at Western Michigan. Obviously, he thinks he can play. What's the trust level in the team, you know, regarding the medical staff and Dr. Tucker? Like, is this something that guys talk about, the worry of maybe being held back when they think they're capable?
You know, that's kind of a question for, you know, the medical staff and how they handle things. But, you know, obviously, we're players. I mean, we want to play. That's what we want to do. So, personally, I mean, I could have a broken leg. I still want to be out there. But they have our best interests in mind. So if I was, you know, trying to be a doctor, maybe I'll have a question or an answer for that, but I'm just trying to be a football player.
What's the goal for the offense this training camp? What do you want the offense to take away when their first game, September 1st?
Just be fluid. Everybody knows their job. Everybody knows what they have to do. And, you know, honestly, just have fun. You know, I mean, when we're all having fun, that's when we have the most success.
Eric, what strides do you feel you made in the offseason? Obviously, it looks like you put on, you know, solid 15 pounds of weight and muscle. What do you think you've done?
I mean, my goal was to try to get my weight up, and finally at that, it was kind of like the redshirt year was mixed into those first two years. But personally, I've been excited. I've been learning the offense, and like I said, it's the first year of my life going into a season knowing the offense from the year prior. So I'm excited to go out there with my teammates, and that's really what I'm happy about, just being back out there with my teammates.
You guys didn't really establish kind of a consistent running game last year, and Dino said at Eastern Illinois and Bowling Green, he kind of was. What's the roadmap to get into that this year? You know, what do you think the offensive line, running backs, offense needs to do just to be able to have kind of balance with your system?
I think the offensive line just needs to stay together as one. Last year we had, you know, a couple injuries, which is, it's tough to do that. I mean, you get the best chemistry is the offensive line, so once you're all working together, I mean, they were doing a great job at the end of the season, but I'm looking forward to them getting to know each other, and Dante Strickland also, he's got a lot better, and we got a couple other running backs in there, so I'm excited about the run game, what they can do.